The General Services Administration's Inspector General has blasted the Federal Acquisition Service managers in a new report. The report accuses them of circumventing staff and altering contracts upon the contractor's requests. The penalty could be huge. The IG recommends GSA cancel or redo up to two contracts worth a total of $500 million. In our weekly Legal Loop, we turn to procurement attorney Joe Petrillo for analysis. Hi, Joe.
Good morning. How are you, Emily?
Fine, thank you. So let's just start off by recapping the highlights. The IG looked at managers' handling of contracts with Carahsoft, Deloitte, and Oracle back in 2011.
Right. And in all three cases, there was a disagreement between the contractor and the contracting staff. And the IG had weighed in on this. The IG had done audits in all three cases or gotten involved in one form or another. And the contracting staff basically supported the IG's position. What happened then was that the contractors went up the line to management, and management had a different view and ultimately relaxed some of the strictures that the IG had insisted upon. But at the end of the day, the IG got pretty much everything it wanted in these three instances, or at least they got significant modifications to what the contractor was asking for. Notwithstanding that, the IG was unsatisfied with the way this had been handled, and they issued this report.
So, in other words, the IG shouldn't have to get involved in dictating contractual activities and terms in the first place, right?
Well, it's a little different GSA because the GSA IG does audit renewals and new contracts under the multiple award schedule system. So the IG, in a big contract like the ones we have here, it wouldn't be uncommon for the IG to have done that audit and then to be advising the contracting officer. Here they seem to be going a little farther and be actually advocating specific positions.
And so the question then is, if the IG was not looking at these, all sorts of mischief could have been going on.
Well, you just can't tell from the report who was right. I mean, from the point of view of the IG, management was being too lax with the contractors, and I'm sure if you asked the contractors, they would have said that the contracting staff was being unreasonable and too demanding. So the devil's in the details here, and we don't have the details. All we know is that things didn't go the way the IG wanted, and the IG therefore issued this report in which they said that management should keep their hands off the contracting officers unless there's serious instances of misconduct or other serious administrative issues, whatever they are.
So if we just take one of these contracts, like the Carahsoft one, which is huge, do you have any insight about what the IG found troubling in the first place about this?
Well, there was a disagreement about how Carahsoft was structuring its discounts to GSA. And at the end of the day, after all the back and forth, in order to get the contract moved forward, Carahsoft changed what is called the basis of award. In other words, what's the customer or the method by which you compute or compare GSA's discount to other discounts that you're issuing. So we did find that there was a major change to Carahsoft's offer, but of course you can't tell really what that means in terms of the actual award. We don't know who's right in this disagreement. All we know is that there's a disagreement, and the IG wants contracting staff to be empowered.
We're speaking with Joseph Petrillo, a procurement attorney at Petrillo & Powell of Washington. And let me just ask you this, because you've got these emails being released about people saying, hey, you can't override me, and the vendor's going to go to Congress, which is a pretty lurid allegation if that's the case, because Congress is not supposed to be involved in contracting. And you have a new administrator, and you have a very powerful IG who has done a lot of mischief, if I'm saying that in quotes, for GSA. Could it be that the administrator and the IG are trying to maybe change some of the management at GA, and this is their way of doing it?
Well, it certainly would put pressure on them, and this report has put pressure on them, and management is not fighting the recommendations. They're looking at implementing them. That hasn't been done yet, but it does look like this is the way that they're leaning.
But in general, what sort of authority or what role are these managers at the FAS supposed to play when it comes to overseeing or overriding their contracting officers?
Well, that's an excellent point, because on the one hand, you want contracting officers to be independent and exercise business judgment, and you want to empower them to do that. On the other hand, you know, what do you do when someone is acting in an inappropriate fashion? And there are a lot of contracting officers over at GSA, and I'm sure many of them are quite excellent, but there probably are some who are maybe new and inexperienced or maybe aren't making good decisions. Do the managers have the ability to override those decisions or influence them? And the IG seems to be saying, no, they shouldn't, which is kind of an unusual position to take in this government.
I mean, it's not like baseball because, you know, hitters know the strike zones that are allowed by different umpires. I mean, the umpires know where hitters like to have their pitches. So, I mean, there's a lot of interplay there. By the same token, contractors, I've heard this, often know which contracting officers they want to avoid and which ones they would rather deal with. And so there seems to be some inconsistency among the way the FAR is implemented by contracting officers. So that sounds like another variable that maybe management is trying to overcome.
Well, certainly. Whenever you have an organization with different people exercising judgment, you're going to get different judgments. I think from the point of view of the IG, they like it to be more like baseball. And if someone argues with the umpire, they like to throw them out.
Right. You just wait for the next contract and see who else comes up.
And Joe, just on your experience in looking at these three cases at hand, again, Carahsoft, Deloitte, and Oracle, what do contractors – what's their strategy in terms of approaching GSA? Is it just a basic strategy that if you don't like what the contracting officer says, you go to their boss?
Well, that's an interesting question, because this only deals with three instances, and these are very large contractors with some influence in the program. You know, anecdotally, I've heard of lots of instances where contractors have been unhappy with the way they're being treated by contracting officers, and in most of those instances, they don't get relief from management or don't even feel that it would be worth trying. There's usually a price to pay for going over the head of the contracting officer. And so to the extent that this solidifies the position of the contracting officer, those kinds of situations will continue to occur.
All right. Joe Petrillo is a procurement attorney at Petrillo & Powell. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you.